Welcome to Spirit Arts and Herbs. This is a new sun meditation, a winter-themed new year guided meditation and ritual for letting go of past darkness and embracing light in the future. This meditation can help you practice activating your mind's eye and reaching your alpha state of consciousness. In this process, I will guide you through a meditation for letting go of unhealthy and incorrect life circumstances and working toward a more positive future. So let's begin. The tools you will need are a yoga mat or comfortable space to lie down, a comfortable pillow, a blanket if needed, an eye mask if needed, a heat-proof bowl, matches, two about 4-inch by 5-inch pieces of preferably parchment paper, but any paper will do, and about 2-inch by 3-inch piece of tissue paper, a pen, a very small bag that will fit in a wallet, purse, or pocket. Find a quiet space without interruption. Get comfortable with a yoga mat, blanket, pillow, eye mask, etc. Sit or lay quietly and close your eyes. Take a deep breath and relax. Breathe in through your nose for a count of four. Hold for a count of four, and breathe out through your mouth for a count of four. Breathe in through your nose again for a count of four. Once again, breathe in for four, hold for four, and out for four. Continue to breathe slowly. Relax all of your muscles around your eyes and your eyelids. Relax your jaw. Feel the warmth on the top of your head and over your forehead. Breathe in and tense your facial muscles. Then relax and release them. Feel the warmth in your face and breathe out. gently tuck down your chin. Then roll your neck forward from left to right. Left again. Then center. Breathe in. Shoulders and breathe out. Breathe in and tense the muscles from your arms to your fingertips. Then relax and release them. Feel the warmth in your hands. Breathe in and tense the muscles down your back and spine. Then relax and release them. Feel the warmth in your back and breathe out. Breathe in and tense the muscles in your hips. Then relax and release them. Feel the warmth in your root and the ground of your being. And breathe out. Breathe in and tense the muscles in your thighs. Then relax and release them. Feel the warmth and breathe out. Breathe in and tense the muscles in your calves. Then relax and release them. Feel the warmth and breathe out. Breathe in and tense the muscles over and under your feet. Then relax and release. Feel the warmth in your toes. And breathe out. Relax. Breathe deeply in and out, in and out. Envision the screen of your mind in front of you, slightly above and between your eyebrows, at the third eye. Like watching through a window into another world. I'm now going to count you down with colors. Visualize each color on the screen of your mind's eye. Not your physical eyes, but your visions into another dimension. Visualize the number 7 is red. number 6 is orange. The number 5 is yellow. Number 2 is indigo, like the midnight sky. And number 1 is violet, like a blossoming lotus. You are now at alpha level. We'll now count down from 10 to 1 without colors. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You are now at your innermost level, where all you do is correct. And this is so. Imagine yourself warm and comfortable at the entrance of a snowy, wintry forest trail. The trail before you is laid with stepping stones. A guide appears before you on the trail. Maybe a white stag, an ancestor, a god or goddess, whatever or whomever appears to you. Their warm breath billows in the crisp air. They're calling you to follow them and walk further on the path. You follow your guide. And with every stepping stone, you let go of the past year's burdens and move closer toward hope. With your first step onto a stone into the wintry forest, you take a deep breath of the brisk air and see before you a bonfire illuminating the night. You pause, hold your hands out forward, and feel its warmth. There is a sweet smell of pine in the air. Ready, you continue to follow your guide and the stepping stones and come upon a grand snow-covered glowing tree. You pause, contemplating the tree with wonder. There There's a door at the base of the tree, and it's calling out to you. You turn and spiritually connect with your guide, but then they slowly turn and walk away. After a moment of hesitation, you approach, open, and walk through the door. As you walk through the doorway, you find a staircase that spirals upward. A sprinkle of snow is falling all around you, and fairy lights are glowing. You take a first step upward and hear a voice say, "Who are you and why are you here?" You pause on this first step and contemplate your response. You continue to slowly breathe in and out. Then you answer the voice. Take a second step upward and hear a voice again. "Who have you been? Is that who you are now?" You pause again and continue to slowly breathe in and out, then answer the voice. You now take a third step upward and hear the voice yet again. "Who do you want to be?" Again, you slowly breathe in and out, then answer the voice. Take a fourth step, and the voice asks, "What are you ready to let go of? What no longer serves you?" And again, you slowly breathe in. Now you take one last step and you're at the top of the tree. With your mind's eye, you look out over the horizon and see dark clouds and shadows above you. But you feel a warm, tingling sensation overcome your entire body. Now, all your doubts, fears, regrets, and past experiences and attachments that have been weighing you down begin to escape you and float like orbs of light out of your body and up into the shadows, slowly dissolving and disappearing into the night. Now, a bright violet light begins to appear in the sky, bringing you divine love, transformation, confidence, resilience, and a vision of your path and purpose. The violet light empowers you with strength and vision. The clouds and shadows slowly fade away. You welcome the violet light, which then flourishes and grows into a bright, shining yellow sun. The sun speaks to you and embraces you. You feel the arms of your God wrap around you, filling you with love, light, and faith. You continue to slowly breathe in and out, completely letting go of the past and all your fears, trusting that the light of your God is with you and will guide you. The sun now slowly begins to fade away, leaving you to forge your own path. You begin your descent down the stairs of the tree. You take one step down, revisiting what you've let go of and what no longer serves you. You take another step down, revisiting who you want to be. Then another step down, revisiting who you've been. Then one last step down to the question, who are you? You find your way back along the snow-covered stepping stone pathway where you began. The sweet smell of pine still in the air. You pass the fire and emerge out of the forest path. Now it's time to return. We'll now count up from 1 to 10 without colors. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And count up from 1 to 7 without colors. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Open your eyes and reorient yourself to the present. Now, hold up your dominant hand before you and erase the screen of your mind's eye by swiping back and forth in the air as if erasing a chalkboard. Give yourself health clearance. Hold your hand or hands flat above your head. With a sweeping motion, swipe straight down in front of your body. At your solar plexus, push your hands away from your body, clearing all energies away from your body and your mind. And now it's time for a small ritual. Write on your first piece of parchment paper the following. Full name, at this time of diffusion, of darkness, and returning of the light. Release all doubts from the depths of my soul. I forgive myself for and let go of Now write the one most prominent thing you feel the need to overcome. Fold the paper in half, then hold it firmly between both of your hands in prayer position, focusing on your intention. Light your match, then light the corner of your paper. As it begins to burn, use fire safety precautions and do outdoors if necessary. Drop the burning paper into your fire safe bowl. Watch the flames burn away your burdens and your fears. On your other small piece of preferably parchment paper, but any paper will do, write the following as your wish for yourself in the coming year. but be careful what you wish for. You must be exceptionally specific and not wish for anything that will cause harm or influence or manipulate another person in any way. Use caution that your wish is for personal growth, not gain, and is filled with love and light. And beware, be very careful of your choice of words. Now write. In the new light of the coming year, whoever your chosen deity is, ask to be granted what you wish for in the coming year. Ask this to be correct. And for the good of all, harming none. This reverse or place upon me any curse. So shall it be. Fold the paper into quarters. Hold it between both of your hands in prayer position and focus on your intention. Place the paper in your bag. Now, in just 1 to 3 words, summarize your intention on your piece of tissue paper. Tissue paper into a pencil-like cylinder, which shape creates a conduit and trajectory for directing energy. Light the tissue paper at the bottom and quickly drop it into the fire safe bowl. After cooling, place the ashes along with the ashes from what you burned earlier into your small bag, along with your intention that you wished for in the coming year. Keep the bag with you in your wallet, purse, etc. throughout the coming year. Thank you for joining me on this mystical and magical journey. Like this episode and follow us. Find our website with articles, workshops, events, and shopping at https://spiritartsandherbsherbs.com. On our website, you can find and buy hundreds of high-quality herbs, crystals, and gemstones, intention and ritual candles, incenses, and more. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter X, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Find our podcasts on Patreon, Castos, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Pandora, Amazon Podcast, and iHeartRadio. Links are in the description. Share this episode and our channel with even one friend. Your support means the world and helps me and us keep providing content that we know you love and we also love so much. Until next time, merry meet, merry part, and merry we meet again. Blessed be. Please understand that I and Spirit Arts and Herbs, Inc. don't imply that our meditations, rituals, spells, products, etc. are a treatment or remedy. They do not replace the advice of a physician. If you're in need of psychological help, please call or text 988 for the free and confidential Suicide and Crisis Lifeline 24/7 for support. Text HOME to 741741 to connect with a trained crisis counselor. Call 911 for life-threatening situations. Call your doctor. Call NAMI, the National Alliance of Mental Illness, at 800-950-6264, or use online directories to find a therapist. Many local and national resources offer help for various mental health needs. We encourage you to talk with your family and friends and seek professional physical and mental help with needed. Blessed be, friends. Until next time.